Welcome to your personal branding podcast with Bernard Kelvin Clive, your number one career and business podcast in Ghana, bringing you expert interviews and insights into personal branding, personal development, and publishing. Now, here's your host, Bernard Kelvin Clive.
Hi there. Welcome to another edition of your personal branding podcast. This is Bernard Kelvin Clive. In this episode, I want to share with you the value of giving your client, your customers, an exceptional customer experience. It is said that customer service is really poor in this part of our world, or most for small business owners. And yeah, that's largely true. However, if as a business, as a brand, if you pay attention to the customers and clients you are serving, or especially your will-be client, and help your business to grow and to thrive in the midst of the challenges that small business, medium enterprises face. So let me show you two stories, example of people I work with and how you can learn from that in the area of customer and client engagement. So a couple of weeks ago, I engaged two graphic designers who are into sign making and posters, and I needed to do a signage for one of my clients, and I contacted these two sign companies who have worked with previously, though. So I shared a location and asked them to go check the place, give me an estimate, then we can proceed based on the client's recommendations and their discussions. So the first one visited the location, did the assessment, and then came back. The second one too did the same thing. And interestingly, the first one sent an invoice, it cost X amount to produce this. What the second one did, pay attention, the second one did was design a sample of the signage, about three, four, for us to choose from, then added a quote. And I said, well, this designer has gone ahead to do what the first couldn't do. So when I let the clients know that these are the two people came to survey and give estimate, these are the prices. The first designer or artisan charged X amount, the second charged this higher, but the second produced this and this and gave even timeline. The first one only just gave a quote without giving timeline, without anything. So the point is that you should always want go the extra mile. That the second, designer or sign maker went the extra mile by designing sample of the signage and adding a quote to it, that becoming more convincing than the first one who just sent a quote. And even comparatively, when we wanted to be compared based on price, the second one who went the extra mile by designing and giving us some samples of how the final artwork is going to be, his cost was even way lesser than the first one. So the key lesson here is that we should always go the extra mile, regardless of client that we have, the existing client. Oh, you have no idea who the upcoming client or customer might even be open you to add extra jobs or businesses. So eventually the client chose the second one. So that's the first story, that always go the extra mile and be more kind. You have no idea. Don't judge any client by based on whatever you know. Make sure that every job, the second, make sure that every job you are getting, or it's like you treat it like your best job ever, because it's going to serve as an opening to other avenues. Don't treat that okay, this is just one of the jobs, let me just give them quote and leave, and then if they are ready, they'll know. Because then the competition is very fierce, and if you are not doing anything to stand out from the masses, you'll just be regarded as one of them, and you leave a lot of business on the table. So go the extra mile to tackle every lead as potential client, and give all your best. Like the second story, again, that's about a month ago too. I happened to get an Uber to take my kids somewhere. The first Uber came, and then when I was leading my kids in the vehicle, I realized he started complaining. Are you going alone? I said, yes, you know, I'm with a kid and all this. They are supposed to go. And he was trying to, rush me that if you let the kids quickly jump, get in the car and all that. And I said, no. I told him, I'm paying for your service. If it's going to take X amount of time, I'll still pay for that service based on the mileage and the meter the system gives you. So you don't need to rush me and more about with kids. And he wanted to talk plenty. I told him, yes, end the trip. And then I got the kids out. Fine. So I let him go away. First, he's going to lose because you drive some miles here and you are not being patient. You're not being patient to be able to get your client, on board. No. So I don't take that. So he left. The second one came. I opened the vehicle, let the kids in. And it was so welcoming. Oh, don't worry. They are just kids. Let them sit down. His approach was totally different. Very welcoming along the way and all that, accommodating because, that was kids. So just look at these two Uber drivers. The first one was very aggressive, impatient, and just want things done quickly in his time. Forgetting that he's serving clients. Most of the time, we forget that we are all in the service business. And we are serving clients and customers. And your next person, the current person, should be treated totally different and with all respect and honor. The second Uber driver did all this calmly, nicely, very accommodating. I had to even give me extra tip for even just being nice. So these are a few things that we keep complaining. You are no client, you are no customer. But the few leads we are getting, we are using our attitude and poor relation to drive them away. So these are the lessons I want small business owners and businesses or brands to take note that you need to pay attention to every lead that comes your way. Yeah, they might not be purchasing from you right away. They might not be patronizing, but how you treat them is very important. Polite, calmly, with respect, with honor, you're going to open yourself up for many opportunities. So as business, customer-client relationship is very, very important. Treat every lead with respect, with honor, and help them. Sometimes some lead may take extra time that they might not purchase the first email, the first conversation, or first code. But as you keep on warming them in, interacting with them, treating them well, you become top of mind. Even with the next time they might need something, even if they are not buying from you, it will become easier for them to recommend and refer people to. So today, this is what I want business owners, brands, especially small business owners and medium business enterprises, take note, or those in the solopreneur business. If your clients and customers treat every lead as gold, respect, honor, more accommodating, more friendly, more warming, build that relationship, build that rapport, and eventually may lead to leads and people, they might patronize your product and service and even recommend people for what you do. So this is the key take home for brand today, that every lead is essential. Respect, honor, and build solid relationship with your clients and treat them well for the experience. People don't just, it's not just about price and product. They are important, but how you relate to your client and would-be client is important to help your business and your brand thrive. The best is yours. If you enjoy this episode, you can head on to Amazon or any other platforms and get any of my brand new books. Just search for Bernard Kelvin Clive, and also leave me a positive review on all the platforms where you can find this podcast. The best is yours.